But my topic is for 1 hour is how do we see Allah, God? And that's all it means, the God. It doesn't mean nothing else. You say God, and so do men. Pharaoh called himself a God, and there's men today that think they are God. It's okay if that's what you choose to believe, but God understands your heart. So if you say God, you mean Allah, the God, because we all out there believe that there's only one God. There's no two, three, and four gods. He has no associate, and he has no partner. He's only he who created the heavens and earth, everything in between it, and he needs nothing, nothing whatsoever from his creation. So how do we see God? Do we see him on the low level, or do we see him on a high level? And most people get God as a low level, and I'll give you some understanding on why I say that. When you're talking about divorce, you're talking about man and woman divorces. When you talk about fornication, you're talking about a man just running through women or vice versa. When you talk about adultery, you talk about man and woman intervene or associate with someone else's husband or somebody else's wife. Well, Allah made us so intelligent that you don't need to bring him down on that low level. That is not what he's talking about when he speaks of the word of the English language, when he says to you, you shouldn't be out there committing adultery. That means just having free sex. If man study himself every time he ejects into a female or ejects any kind of way today that they will do so, you are stopping your heart. So that means you could die every time that happens. But when you enter into your wife, you don't have those thoughts. It's pleasure. It's the right thing to do. That is your wife. But if, in fact, you come to the mindset that my heart stops and only God allows your heart to continue, so every time I eject, my heart stops. Is she worth dying for? Because you can die. A lot of men have died from having sex. One of the richest men on the East Coast, Rockefeller, is always in the paper. He died having sex with a prostitute. So it's clear evidence. And if you went out there and just took statistics, you said, my God, look how many people died just having sex. But when you do something right, you trust in God. So God's going to allow your heart to continue. Now, that's just a great metaphor to use to say that you should be able to figure that one out yourself. If you're committing adultery, there's people who lost their life. Men will kill you for engaging in sex with his wife. So you don't need God. God ain't going to punish you. Man will punish you. And vice versa, a female will kill you if she think that you have been with her husband. So Allah don't need to be down there on that level. And whether you make that decision, that's up to you. But you are intelligent enough to be able to protect what's below your waist. If you divorce, and you have many Christians, many, many Christian women, will not divorce that abused husband. He abused her verbally, physically, and do the despicable things to her. But she does not want to hurt God. Isn't that amazing? So therefore, you don't divorce her because God says he frowns upon divorce. Yes, but not down there on a low level. You should be smart enough, intelligent enough that you should run like hell. If that man is abusing you and that man cares nothing about you and that man is doing the despicable things to you, your nature tells you that's been wrong with that. You don't even have to create that in your mind or your thought. Your nature says, I should not be here. But when you associate another God besides God, you're committing adultery. When you decide to become a God, you are committing adultery, fornication. But Allah is saying, when you divorce your God consciousness, your taqwa, from your heart, meaning you're no longer in tune with your heart, you no longer have any kind of creativity when it comes to have the intellectual mind of the nature in which you was created, then Allah says, I frowned upon that divorce. You see the difference? You know, went from the physical to the intellectual. It's just like loving your mother. It is said that Muhammad, the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may the peace and blessings be upon him, he said, who is the most important person you should love? So he asked the question, who do you love, man? You should say, when the question was asked to him, who's the most important person in his life? He said, my mother. Who's the second? My mother. Who's the third? My mother. Who is the fourth? My father. Now, why is it mother, 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 then father? Because the father cannot raise the infant. Matter of fact, when it's born, the first thing it does is take on that breast. It's got to suck that nipple. And the baby is so intelligent, he knows nothing's going to come out right away. Baby is not going to stop until that milk enter into his mouth. So he's feeding himself from the mother. And the mother don't have to tell him to stop or her. That child stops because nature tells him, I'm full. Some mothers today will feed the baby with a spoon. And the baby will mush her, push her face away, push the spoon away. But you will force it on that child while we have obese children. Because the baby is intelligent to say, I'm full. But we don't listen to the baby because we thought the baby came out the womb unintelligent. No. The baby is very highly intelligent. It just don't know this world. But that heaven that child came out of, that was paradise. And they don't know anything else but paradise. That's why they cry. The language of God. Put all those children behind the wall. You can't tell one from another. They cry one language. But they are really talking. And they understand that language. I'm dirty. I'm filthy. Clean me. So they're going to scream. They're going to cry until you change them. If they're hungry, they're going to scream. They're going to cry. When they get sick, that's the only way they know how to communicate. Manners. You're going to teach them that. If you're a Latino, how to speak Spanish. If you're German, you're going to teach them your language. If you're Filipino, you're going to teach them your language. If you're African, well, there's many languages. Whatever tribe you be a part of, that's what you're going to teach them. And if you are African American, normally you're going to be taught English. Well, these are new things as far as the baby is concerned. But the baby comes here with common sense. Now, what makes that common sense, brothers and sisters? What makes that common sense so unique? Because most of y'all get a social degree. Some of you get a bachelor, some get a master, and some get a PhD in various different entities. Man gave you that, you big-headed. That was man that taught you. But God gave you common sense in the womb of your mother. So common sense supersedes anything that man does. You ever see a scientist or a doctor? I heard people that didn't even go to grammar school yet, and they will hear you talk to them, and they will simply say, he don't even have common sense. She don't even have common sense. Why? Because you're in one field, one entity. Take you out of that entity, you lost. Want to teach English? You're superb. You want to teach Spanish? You're superb. How about engineering? You are superb. How about teaching math? You are superb. Do you have common sense? Because common sense is all humanity. Simple common sense. And this is the things that we don't teach, we don't understand. So where's our root? It starts at Kunta Kinte? Well, he had a father. He had a great-great-grandfather. How about our ancestors? But if you keep going back and back and back and back, you'll get to the root. What is the root? Adam. So when you come into that knowledge, you supersedes all nationalities. You supersedes all colors, race, brown, red, black, yellow, all that goes out the window, black, when you find out who is your father. So the baby have to have love and affection as a child. So the mother instills in that child love and affection and sensitivity and caring. How do you think it grew up to know that he or she should love God? She didn't know God. The baby don't fear God at one or two or four or five. It acts in the nature in which she or he was created unconsciously. But subconsciously, they know how to operate. You ever tried to help a little four-year-old boy? He wants to zip in his own zipper, but you want to zip it for them, they'll pull away. They'll turn away from you. And you think they're being naughty. No, they're saying, I can do it myself, mama. I'm growing. Look, mama, I'm walking. They're proud of themselves that they're not falling. They're growing. So mama got to be there to feed them when they need to eat. Mama got to be there to catch them when they stumble and fall. Mama got to be there to nurse them back to health. Oh, do we love our mothers. But when you get nine, reality sets in. That's when dad steps in. Dad gives you the foundation of what the world is about. Not the home. Mama gave you that foundation of simple common sense. She established that. But when you come into your intellectual mind, that's the second mercy. Allah is not repeating himself. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Twice he repeats it. Why? One is for mama, and the second one, the second mercy. That's the intellectual mind of the human being. So now, mama, you love her. But you love Allah, the God, over top of mama. Why? Because God created her. So therefore, I want to be in love and tune in my self-conscious mind in knowing that God is greater than mama. Where daddy comes in? Well, without his seed planted. Because he carried male and female seed, I would not be here. So I have to respect him. Even in fact, he wasn't there to assist me. I have to respect him. Because mama can't have no child without that man. And that's another long story. But I want to get to the point. I want to get to the point that you understand
What is the reason? Do we have a reason why religion is not taught properly? Why? Because religion got you all messed up. Now just think about it, brothers and sisters, is that the first religion that Allah permitted, he didn't create it, nor did it was his will. But he gave us so much intelligence that he allowed a man to seek refuge in him. And the Jews came with a religion called Judaism. And they did very well. Oh, was they doing well to the point they was dominating. But the reason they was dominating, because they didn't teach no one else. They kept it for themselves. A secret. Oh, God didn't like that. So it was the Jews that created Christianity. Nothing wrong with that. It was with good intention. Until that Einish Jew came along and made a cross, a physical cross, made God the Son, or some of them start off saying he is God, that came through the womb of the female to prove to you that he can walk on this earth. You can't tell intelligent people that God who created everything in the world, everything between the heavens and the earth, and you say he had to walk on this earth to prove that he is God. Well, he can say being it is, but the more important is it was that diabolical Jew that said, this is too powerful. And they interrupted to the point they come with a New Testament. Now, if God gave you something, why would he need it new? It's from the present, the past, the present, and the future. But they had to change it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Islam, I have created for you a religion. Since you want religion, man, I created for you a religion called it Al-Islam, peace. It was peace on earth when we got here. So it wasn't really a name that was not used, that Allah came and says peace on earth. So it's peace on earth. Until man and jinn start living in this part of the world because they all came from heaven. However, that's another story. We don't have time to go into that, but you can go back and read that there was three creatures in heaven, the angel, the jinn, and the human being. A lot of you educators don't even know who the jinn is. But, yes, he's a creature. And he's the one that comes from your right, your left, your back, and your front. And he has no control over you. He just cards you and tricks you and deceives you. And on the final day of judgment, you're going to say, the devil made me do it. And the devil going to say, no, I called you and you simply came. You was invited. And the glitter and the gold and the bling bling, you just was invited and you took a part of it. And you lost your obedience to God. So that was his job. He got permission to try you all the way to your grave. So here it is. The intelligent human being is teaching religion. So religion, Allah says, I have chosen Al-Islam to be your true religion. I perfected it to be perfect, meaning Allah made this religion perfect. But what is religion? Why we mistreat it? Why we don't propagate it the proper way? Because we want people to think that when you say Muslim, and religion is the same. No, it is not. Muslim is the nature of the human being. Muslim is the nature of the sun, the moon, the stars. Muslim is the nature of the bees, the birds. Muslim is the nature of the animals. Everything living, even a leaf can't fall off the tree without the will of God. It's a Muslim. They all submit to the will of God. It has nothing to do with religion. Religion wasn't here. Your nature was here Your nature was here. And when it came into life by God breathing into your soul some of his spirit, this world was already here. Look what he says. Come in, Angel Jabir. Peep into my world. He said, oh, my Lord, how could anyone go crooked in the world as beautiful as that? Blink of the eye, and that's just a metaphor. Allah has no eyes. The blink of the eye. He said, now look in there. When man and jinn is walking the earth, the angel said, oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, can nobody go straight in the world as crooked as that? He said, yes, they can. The human beings, obedient human beings, the devoted human beings can. So let's look at it. For that reason, there is a saying from the prophets. The scholars is given recognition. God says, only the scholars that know me. Know me as I am. Now, where did this come from? This comes from those teachers of the scholars. But when you look at it, God says in the Holy Quran, in the Arabic, God says, only my sincere devotees. Sincere devotees can see me as I am. So we got two understandings. The two understandings is one by the Holy Quran, and the other is by the teachers of the scholars. Which one do we choose? One is man, and one is Allah. So devoted followers don't have nothing to do with how intellectual you are. The heart of the human being supersedes the intellectual mind. And what? Devoted. I don't care how intelligent you are, how unintelligent you are, your heart pumps blood to vital organs in order for you to have a divine mind. Because if blood did not get up there, you dead. You dead mentally. And so when we teach the religion, we don't teach that you have to accept al-Islam. There's no compulsory in al-Islam. We don't, because you come in al-Islam, you have to wear certain clothing. Allah tells you in common sense, dress modest. But the religion is being misconstrued by the clothes you wear. Misconstrued of what you do with your way of life. We are separated if you see a black man with a white woman or a white woman with a black man. We are so separated that the Jews would not allow you to interact with their family. Why, brothers, you got some Jews that would marry their own daughter. You don't believe that? Go check in some of these crazy houses. I mean, the best way I could call you, they are not right in their state of mind because of their father. Because in their mind, you can't interact in my family. You are not going to split up my Jewish family. So therefore, get back, stay back. But yet that female wants to be pleased by nature. Sex is a gift. So if her father gives it to her, 9 out of 10, they come out, them children disform mentally, physically, and they hide that away from you because there are so many. Well, let's forget the Jews right now. Let's go with the Christians. Why is it that none call themselves none in this world? They're so close to God, they don't need what by nature is good for them. But you go into these churches and look on the ground, you find babies. Well, how did the nuns have babies? Where did they come from? Because they went against nature. But yet they have nature. The man, the priest, he went so far away from matter that you don't even matter no more, female. But yet he got your little babies bent over, your boys, more so than the girls. And they committing these despicable acts, and now the Pope got to speak about it. Why? They got away from the reality of life. It's not just religion. It's your obedience that God has given you. It's your taqwa of how you think. It's the love you have for your neighbor. Jesus said it all the time. You must love your neighbor. Now, I have plenty more to tell you, but we're getting ready to go off the air. And I want to thank you for listening to me and being patient. If I said anything to hurt anybody, it's not my intention. But if I said anything to allow you to stand up in your spirit, stand up in your soul, stand up in your consciousness, your taqwa, and revert back to Yellow Fitra, give that to Allah. Thank you. I greet you from Adam to Abraham to Jesus Christ to Muhammad the Prophet, the seal of the Prophet, from the Arabic language, from the Holy Quran. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your blood brother Murad Mohammed live on your Blog Talk Radio coming to you Tuesday evening, and it gives me great privilege, and surely I'm highly honored to do so. You know, brothers and sisters, it's amazing is what's going on in the world. This show has brought you back New Africa, Excellent Enterprise, Murad Speaks. And we come to you 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year. And we try to keep you up abreast on current events, things that's happening that most of us don't have a clue why it's happening. It just bothers me. It bothers me so much that it sometimes keeps me up late at night when I'm told that you should go to bed and get 7 at least, or 8 hours, even 10 is good. But who's going to go to bed that early? However, I feel that it's a necessity for me to study and try to give it back to those who want it. I wish I could speak to billions of people in the world. Sometimes you get what you ask for, and maybe I have that ability to be able to do just that. Whoever thought that I would be on the radio, whoever thought I would be on TV, and I was blessed by Allah SWT in my effort, as I had came to the conclusion, anything good is already written. Isn't that amazing? If it's good, it's written, but it's not just for us. As an individual, anything good that can benefit humanity is good. And for some strange reason, we can't grasp that understanding. And because that reason is why we are where we are. Have you took the opportunity, those at home, and watched this case that's unfolding in front of us? Isn't it amazing a guy can get caught on TV murdering one of us, literally, and have so many witnesses that do so, but the lawyers have come and tricked you up, and many times, and I don't need to go over all of them, but they watch a woman's door get kicked in, and they figure if you give them $25 million, they'll shut the hell up, and shot her and killed her. None of them went to jail, and none of them are really being charged for the murder. And then you got one that he hated that the kid ran away, and he shot and killed him. And it's on camera that he placed that gun when he went and found out that he did something wrong. What about the little kid that was playing cops and robbers to himself? You know, children play to themselves. And the one who made that phone call shouldn't have peace in her life because out of racism, she called and says a little guy playing with a gun. Now, she had to know he was a child because only childs play. And I didn't realize until I saw that my mother wouldn't let us play with guns. My grandmother from Kansas City used to send us guns and holsters. She didn't like that. But I can understand her thinking the grandmother didn't mean any harm. But my mother didn't want us to play with that. And one time I had enough money to deliver the papers, and I brought me a water gun, took that water gun from me. And she said, oh, no. Someone will think it's real. Mother, only water car. No, you're not. I'm taking that from you. And now I understand. This young man is used to playing to himself. And when the cops come, they didn't do nothing. They just saw him with a gun, and they shot and killed him. None of them was found guilty of doing that. Remember the young man that was coming out of his door, and the cops was out, put your hands up. Put your hands up. You got any identification? He said, yes. He went in his pocket again. Man, they shot him 70-some times. They showed it on TV. What do it matter? You're black. What about the young man that went in the church, knew the Bible, had them all calm, and he shot them all? And then when they caught him, when they literally caught him, what did they do? Simple. They had their guns drawn. They looked through the back window and realized that he was sleeping. They knocked on the window, put their guns back, and saw it was him. Called him by his name. He said yes. And he said, okay, you're on arrest. Take you get something to eat. I think he went to Burger King or McDonald's. Do our kids get that? No. Our kids get killed on the way. Or they beat you up in the prison. And this is a mentality, brothers and sisters. It's got nothing to do with racism. You think it's racism. It ain't racism. This is a community of men that believe they are superior, and yet they really are uneducated. They believe it's got something to do with the white race because they hurt their own. But it's just amazing that you see these things because the reason they got it on TV, they got it on TV because they want you to not tear up this country. So you can see firsthand how the system works. But it's a terrifying thing to watch, because the idea that you talk about how large George was, just the idea that you talk about how big he was and he was black and how small the officer is. Remember, the officer had a gun. His partner had a gun. And all the officers that came had a gun. So how would they fear him? But they used that he was fearful. But then you got a martial artist that came through the academy. And he called it a name that is given and has something to do with the blood killing someone. Why he used the word blood is a lock that he was taught. It wasn't taught in this country. It came from a different country that taught them how to kill with just being on the vital organs of the human being. He said, man, you're going to kill him. You know what you got there. You got the blood lock. And the guy looked up at him. Like, how did you know that? I came through the academy, man. Get your knee off of him. Not in the breathe. He wouldn't listen. He wouldn't move. And they said, less time now is 9 minutes and 20-something seconds that man refused with his hands in his pocket. This nigga's going to die. But what hasn't came out, and I believe it will, by him being so large, they both was on the job. You know how they take side jobs. But it was in a nightclub. And he probably said something to that athlete or that individual. And when he said something to him, what happened? Let me tell you what happened. He didn't like, he disrespected a white man. So it was premeditated. He was going to get him. And he had his opportunity. He was handcuffed. Now, brothers and sisters, this is going on. But what is terrifying, that everybody but us is out there trying to figure out what is happening to America. So I wrote a report this evening, and I couldn't get it out to everybody. Did I want to get it out? Yes. But I'd be tied up in certain things that I don't get a chance to do that. One day, I'll have my own assistant or secretary, and she will be able to make sure that my topic is done. She will make sure that it's almost time to go on the air, and I wouldn't have to rush, but that's okay. But for you to understand Muhammad the Prophet, had to fight on his own before he had companions. And then Allah bless him with companions, but he had to do it on himself. And so I don't look at it that it's not meant for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him, grant him paradise. When I was a young man, he simply said, if you try to make money to go in business, you will never go in. He said, go into business and make some money and then pay all the people that's necessary that can help you. Well, I did just that. I didn't have a bookkeeper, an accountant. I didn't have anybody to knew the skills of running a business. I just had the will. And I did just that. When I got the money, I hired all those type of people. But we went in business not because we wanted to make money. Who else going to feed us the food that we need to eat? And back then, it was whole wheat everything, whole wheat cakes, whole wheat pies, kosher, because we didn't have halal. But we was eating good, and I wanted to feed them. And sure enough, my wife was an excellent cooker. Even though she was a school teacher, she would quit, and then she came full-time, but we were selling out. We couldn't keep enough food. We had to go to the farmer's market early in the morning. And I didn't know how to cook. I used to watch her. I know how to do certain things, but I wasn't ever a cook. That was not my cup of tea. And I didn't eat much. I eat every 72 hours for 10 years. And I didn't eat meat. I didn't even eat that type of cooking. But at home, she knew just what to feed me because Allah Muhammad said, your medicine cabinet is your wife's cooking. That means the kitchen. So he wrote a book, How to Eat to Live. And that was a bestseller. We use that right now today. But the thing that disturbs me that I see was Allah blessed me to be able to go up on the 10th floor and be around people that have done magnificent things. So we want to discuss it. Do our Islamic community, Islamic community have leadership to influence politics, proposals, policemen, appointments? Do we have that ability? I don't know if we have that ability. I don't know that kind of stuff reflected that we believe that we should represent a community of the constituents that has concerns, concern of what's going on in the community. Now there's 400,000 of us in New Jersey. But we can't go to us, as large as we are. We can't come to us to ask, can you do this? Can you do that? Why we don't have this? Why we don't have that? And I know some of you are crying about the needle. You want that needle, but you don't have it. I believe it's the will of Allah that we don't have it. You ever thought about that? But people influence us. Isn't it amazing that, take me for instance, stand on the highest mountain in the state of New Jersey and tell you all what's good for you? Why? It comes from the Quran. It's not me talking. But when you're speaking from the Quran, that's Allah. But isn't it amazing? I can say to you, brother, you can't take the nature of the human being away from him. You call him a kafir. How could you call him a kafir? Do you know what a kafir is, brother? But you do it. I'm telling you what Allah says. We don't mingle with the Christians. I wonder why. And the law says that we're all Muslims. But you don't accept that. But it came from Allah. Allah said there's no compulsory in Islam. But you force your religion on your wife. You force your religion on your sons and daughters. You force this religion on your mother and father. And if, in fact, you're not a part of Islam, cut off. And don't say Assalamu alaikum to most of them. Hi, how are you? clothing you wear, or the church you just came out, or the synagogue you just came out. But that's not what Allah said. So how is it that you can be told what Allah says in the Holy Quran? It's right there. Go there and read it. But you won't accept it because you're worried about who said it. Of course, you got Christians that say, Assalamu alaikum. Oh, how you doing? Some don't even speak. Isn't that amazing? But they can tell you to take that needle. Yes, sir, boss. If you say this is going to protect me, boss, then I'm going to take that needle. Now, brothers and sisters, one thing I can say, and I'm not no doctor, I'm not no engineer, I'm not no medicine man, but isn't it amazing that I'm not taking anything? I don't know what's in there. And they don't know what's in there. So why would you give it to me? Line up, Mr. President. And don't you go bring me your staff. Let the person you don't know stick you with that needle in front of us. And you might get my attention. Hollywood is Hollywood. Don't it look like he just punched the hell out of that guy? Don't you look like that? She's a great martial artist. She can kick and beat up 20 different men at one time. Don't you know they jump with this car and it jumps over to the other side? Are they in that car? Or is this all the stunt? It's Hollywood. So if you can make a tough, spineless individual a tough guy in Hollywood, and you can act like you hit that guy and you didn't, and the sounds they have in the background, even on the radio, they know how to make someone walk, and you can hear him walking. You can hear him start the car up. There's no car. It's all Hollywood. It's the movies. None of those people play themselves. Themselves, it could be very insignificant. They even play women. They're not a woman, but they'll play it. So if you can act like that, they show you on the TV they took the needle. But isn't it a funny thing that some of them think they are not acting, of course, and they take the needle and die and they hide it? Where's that young lady that fainted after she told everybody she took the needle? Now, brothers and sisters, it's up to you. You take it or you leave it. That's your prerogative. But you ever think about someone coming to your house, because that's what they were trying to do. The governor of New Jersey, of New York said, if you don't take that needle, we're going to pass a law that we're coming in your house, and we will tie you down, man. We will tie you down, woman, and give that baby that needle. Somebody told him, and you will die right there. Before I would allow you to restrain me to stick my child, I will die. You ever hear the saying, oh, my dead body, oh, my dead body, I'll be a dead man, or he will. Then I'll go to jail for the rest of my life. But you ain't putting no poison in my... So this has been going on, but we don't care. So we in fear. We're in fear because why? Because you brought it upon yourself. You brought it upon yourself because you read the Quran and you've been taught the Quran, but your actions is totally different. Let me give you another thought. There's a whole lot of imams running around here. I watch them. I observe them. But I realize that something is wrong. Oh, they got the money to build. They got the money to sit up on the rock. They don't have to worry about anything. But how do they make their money? Because America ain't too happy with Muslims. So who are these people that walk amongst us? They're informers. In order for them to know what we're doing, they got to have one walking next to you thinking that he loves you. Oh, that don't even come to your mind. You see, when you in your right nature, your deen and al-fitra, when you in your right nature, Allah protects you. Something tells you that I'm not doing that. But why Allah says in the Quran, I will not help a people that would not help that which is bothering your soul. Now, what do Allah mean by that? Because Satan going to tell you, I tell you Allah ain't with you. That's not what Allah means, brothers and sisters. Allah is saying, I gave you your soul to talk to you. So why would I help you? Why would I help you that you're not listening to your soul? So something is bothering you. Allah says, I will not help a people until they help what's bothering their soul. And what's bothering most of our soul is, one, we don't trust in Allah. And two, we got this egotistic maniac that we are better than the next person. Now, if you look all over the internet, I believe I did something right. So they're all trying to change that Arabic to English. The ones can't speak English too well, you don't understand what the hell they're saying anyway. But they're all trying to change because the Arabic language was not the, for us to show off. The Arabic language that God gave to us in the Holy Quran is for you to learn it and then go back and give them understanding in the language in which they understand. I heard a brother stand up in front of Imam Waruddin Muhammad's community and say, if you don't say your prayers in the Arabic language, it will stand in space. Oh, he's God now. He's going to know the language is going to stand in space. It will not reach Allah. Well, guess what, my brother? Allah ain't up there in space. He's not up there in space. But a little girl, a little boy knows where God is. He's closer to you in your jugular vein. So why she is worrying about space? But this is a spookism that we believe that we're supposed to be out in space. You got them now when they talking to God, their finger go up. Now, you ever take the middle finger and go up and know what it meant? Well, nobody knows that's your middle finger or whatever, but what is up? What is up, brother? Says, why you had to go up? When God is close to you in your jugular vein, so why are you pointing up? Now, people want to know why you point to your jugular vein since you want to point at something. Point at your jugular vein. But God says he's closer than your jugular vein, meaning it comes second. So why are we pointing up? The stars up there. The moon's up there. The sun is up there. So why are we pointing up? Because that's what Abraham did. Abraham, you know the story. Abraham thought that that was God. Whoa, sun came out. The sun moved. Man, that's God. It came up every day religiously. It could be rain, hail, or snow, but the sun is coming up. And because the sun is coming up, he thought that was God. Because the stars lit up the night, he thought that was God. When the half moon, full or quarter moon, a full moon came out. He thought it was God. But guess what? They all sat. They sat still. and Allah knew set. He knew then he had to bow his head and Saja, and such a prayer. And guess what? Oh, Allah, forgive me. I believe in the one that created the stars, the moon, and the sun. That's who I serve. You got it? We call him our father of the intellectual mind of all nationality. So where is this physical that you are in love with? But yet here comes Satan, as you think Satan don't exist. Here comes Satan, as you believe that he's God, going to tell you what you are to shoot in your body. Nobody agreeing what's in there. Oh, hell, that's what happened to our native Indians. Came and told them how to smoke the peace pipe. They got them high. They got them drunk. Why? They was intelligent people on this earth. Yes, first one in North America. But why? They had to get them. What, they gave them gifts? Blankets. Whoa, because they made their own, but these people were giving them gifts, blankets, and you found out they were stuck with a disease. Pops one of them. That's how they got it. They inflicted that on the Indian. So I go on about the needles sticking us when we were little kids. Some of us were affected, but not as bad as they say it is today. Where did swine flu come from? Who named all of this? Man can name anything. But what about the Tuskegee, the Red Tails? They still complaining, those who are alive. What the hell they went through? What about the ones they messed the brain up? That they can be in Russia and manipulate your brain to kill. Today they want to save us. Take that needle. You know we love you. Take that needle. But if you watch that case, you got to really say to yourself, what kind of people are they to say that this war was a threat to him? To say that he had drugs in his system, so did your mother, so did your father, so did your, they more drug addicts than we are. I don't see any of them get murdered because they had drugs in their system. What killed him was that knee. And they want you to not believe it was the knee. And they want to try to say he was this, he was that. No, he wasn't. They call him a teddy bear. Is about 6 feet three, but he was a man of some substance in his character. And the wife said, she said that he thanked God for her, that he got it wrong. I thank God for him. Daughter said he was a good daddy, care of my mother. So we watched this unfold, and Allah has shown it to us. Some of us can't even take it. So they get your mind away from it. They put on a movie called The Great Singer. And she was a great singer. She took alcohol. She took drugs. And she loved her drugs, but she was a great singer. And some young girl been singing like her for years, and my God, did she play that movie. And because she was able to play that movie, she was able to do the things that that young lady did in growing up. Now, Nina Simone stole her song, and it became a hit, a big hit. And that song was, "There's a strange fruit hanging from the tree." Yes, Nina Simone made it large, but Billie Holiday created it. And Billie Holiday was abused. And she had a pimp. And she lost that pimp, she got another pimp. Thought they should beat her, spank her, and kick her, and punch her. She took all of that. And some people say, "I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that." Why? Because it reminds me of those days back then. No, it's reality. This is why we ain't together, because they don't let us see what happened in slavery. It comes once in a while. They're not going to tell you. They fearful. If you really knew what they did to us in slavery, you would not accept that deal. But you don't know. And you know, we forgive. Well, I ain't forgiving Satan. He ain't my friend. He's my enemy. He's my test. He's my tribe. Why would I forgive him? But I'm going to fight against all the things he think I'm weak for. But brothers and sisters, so we're watching that movie. And that movie will get you. Now, I see it a different way than all of you. You know how it touched me? Touched me in the sense I wish I was born time so I can free her. That's how we're supposed to look at the story, that you got to build a holiday in your own house and don't even know it. Well, Allah says in the Quran, this is the Quran, brothers. Allah says in the Quran that your wife and children is nothing but a child. Did you get it? Yeah, I caught my wife having sex with another man. I got rid of her. The hell with her. You just didn't pass the test. I saw my wife going down on another man. You didn't pass the test. For Allah said your wife and children are nothing but a trial. If your wife is ill, if your wife got a mental sickness, your job is to help her. Well, how am I going to help my wife? It's because Allah said 2, 3, or 4, go get you another one. But you don't get rid of that one. You help her. That's the barakah, because she loves you, but Satan got her. That's your wife. She's all I have. She still gave you your baby. She still cooked your food, but she got a problem. You ran from the problem. So your wife and children is nothing but a trial. Let's look at it. Look at the woman. And we men do it too, but more so the woman. Your son could go out there and just go off and kill 4 or 5 people. Now, the father might say, "The man's a killer, I ain't interested." Those who in Islam would say, "I'm not burying him." Why? Because he's a murderer. But the mother said, "That's my child. And I'm going to be there for him." Well, he didn't do nothing for me. He left here and he didn't do this, he didn't do that. That's my child. That's the sign right there. She ain't worried about what he did. That's her child, and she's going to go and be with her child. Now, they ain't giving life in the prison. She ain't giving up on her child. If she can make it there, she's going to make it there. That's love. And sometimes the son don't see it until he's in that situation. And he can't do no harm because he's locked up. But he now submits. "Oh, mama, you was good to me. I love you, mama." And says, "Because why? Ain't nobody else coming up there to see him." But we don't understand this is a temporary world. You got women that says, "Oh, hell no. two, three, or four, that was for 1,400 years ago. That was for war today. Well, as soon as you say that, sisters, I'm sorry. You ain't got this religion. Oh, you practice it, but you don't know it. Because anything in the Quran, there's no doubt. You shouldn't even doubt. Now, you may doubt the hadith. You may doubt brother so-and-so that wrote a book. There's a book being written today. There's a book being written today of Imam Wallace D. Muhammad. Beautiful cover. It looked like a Quran. But they had to go back and fix it. Why? Because they let it out. Think about it. Unconsciously, I always say unconsciously, that disturbed me. See, the Holy Quran, there's no mistakes. You know why there's no mistakes? Surely Allah, through the angel Jibril, was able to dictate every surah of the Quran from Revelation to An-Nas. Was able to do that. So there's the Quran, the original Quran, is written by who? Allah. Well, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam just recited it, and it was written by all men that knew how to write. Could be seers. But let's see the Quran today. The Quran is written by 30 men, 30 sheikhs. They have to put that Quran together. They all come out here during the Ramadan because we don't go by this clock. But it cannot be released without seven men from seven different countries. They all got to prove it before you release it. And we got men that don't bother nobody. But my God, they were taught well by Imam Wallace D. Muhammad. They don't call them. They don't ask them. So before you release something with our leader, you should have a check called check and balance. Because why? You didn't write it for yourself. I don't know. Could be write it because they can make money. See, people do things just for money. Money comes, money goes. Don't get you in heaven. I didn't say don't make no money. Don't sell your soul. Get a piece of this dunya. That's what Allah said. Get a piece of this dunya. You know something, brother? They are so way out. They don't want a piece of this dunya because they think this world is Satan's world. See how unintelligent you are? How is it that Satan came after Allah created? They was dead. Every creature was dead. They was dead, brothers and sisters. Allah brought this beautiful world. How do I know it? Let's ask Angel Jibril. Deep into my heaven that I created. Oh, my Lord, how can anyone go wrong with a world as beautiful as that? Oh, just a blink of the eye. And don't think Allah has eyes, but you get the point. In a blink of the eye, deep in it now, why man and jinn is in it. Oh, my Lord, how can anyone go straight in the world just as that? So it was here first. The beautiful sky, the sun, the moon, the stars, the air. It was here first, the seven seas, the earth, the birds, the bees, the insects. It was here. All the animals, it was here. The angel, out of light. Allah created them out of light. What about the jinn? The jinn was here, out of smoke and fire. But they weren't here. Iblis wasn't here. So Allah created him. And he had to bring them to life. So everything was dead. First it was darkness, then it was light. But you ain't dead. I'm not dead. The human being is not dead. We didn't come from the earth. in the sense of the word, we was born, the earth was here. Allah said, I'm going to create a khalifa in the earth. So that means the earth was here. So the khalifa had to be created in the earth. Because why? Jibril had to go down and get the earth. Why, the earth don't move. It'll open up, fall in, but earth don't come up. The earth don't come to heaven. But what is the earth? It was dead. And that's why Iblis was so intelligent. He said, I ain't bowing to no more than dirt and clay and dust. But what did he mean? That's all it was. Actually, if you look into the story, he went through one end and out the other and called it hollow clay. Hollow means you hit it and it can ring. But there's nothing in it. It's empty. But Allah says, I know what you know what you don't know, Iblis. Wait till I breathe in that earth. My spirit. Wait till he breathe his spirit. But we the spirit. It was not dead. Out of fact, we brought clay. So therefore, we like what we're looking at. I don't care how ugly you are. You like what you're looking at. I don't care how fat you are. You like what you're looking at. I don't care how deformed you are. You thank God you're alive on this earth. So therefore, you like what you're looking at. Because if you that you're looking at is dead, not the spirit. Spirit will never die. It leaves the earth. And you got to put that earth back where it came from. And you wonder why we don't embalm our earth. Because if you do, you don't kill the human being because he ain't there. She ain't there. But you will kill the proteins and the nourishes and all of the vital organs of water. Everything that's in the human being should go back the way it came. But we don't embalm. But we're so spooky that we won't do an autopsy because we believe we're cutting our mirage. You ain't cutting me, buddy. I'm not dead. I heard a preacher say, you know, I listen to things like that, and he says that who killed Jesus? The Romans killed Jesus. He said, Who killed Jesus? The Jews killed Jesus. He said, Who killed Jesus? And he was going on and on and on. He kept saying, He said, you know who killed Jesus? Killed Jesus. I killed Jesus. He died for my sins. I sinned. Died for your sin. The Jews died for the sin. They have to forgive God. God took Jesus and put him on the cross and crucified him because we all sinned. And he sinned for us. He saved us. And we don't want to give him the praise. Oh, Father, Jesus. That was pretty good to me. That was pretty good because he woke me up. He woke me up that they think sin, that Jesus died for them. So that's why God made him so holy. And God crucified him to show us that we are sinners. Oh, brothers and sisters, the Holy God said they kept them not. They crucified him not. Are you going to crucify the man he sent to cut down the fig tree and stop the Jews from multiplying? So they faked you out. They faked you out and bleed Uzi has created something that surely is illegal. There's no such thing as being able to patent a disease. You can patent what man created, but you can't patent all that virus we got in our system. There's no name for it. Your symptom will tell us you got a runny nose and you sneeze and you got a cold. You got a fever, you get so hot, you sweating. Yeah, something's wrong. The body tells you that right away. Stomp your feet. Now, it's a little toe that you broke, but you're going to send a message to the brain, something wrong with that toe. That's how loud it is. So you ain't going to forget that little toe, big as you are. You 200 pounds, 300 pounds, 400 pounds, but just mess with the toe. How about the pinky? Just mess with your pinky and see in the fact that a message don't go to your brain. Something is wrong with this creation of mine. It don't talk to you. It has to talk to you in the sense of the word. It hurts. You don't want to be walking around dragging your feet because you mess your toe up. So they're not insignificant. They are significant. Spirit go. Filling the body. You can shoot it, you can throw it out the window. It's earth. Earth has no feelings to it. But Allah shows us that when that life journey, millions of us shooting to the egg. That's you, brother. A woman can't shoot nothing. She can catch it. But she can't shoot nothing. She can't make no child without you. You carry the X con and the Y. She don't carry no man or female in the sea. You do. But you have to plant it in that triple darkness. And once it gets in the womb, Allah works with it and it comes to life as a human being. It looks like a little ant, a little worm. A little worm. That's what it looks like. So how did it come out looking like us? That's Allah. Study the woman's womb, you understand your womb. That mind is a womb, and it has no gender on it. That's male and female. So she got the same ability as you are in her creativity and her reading of the Quran, if she chose to study it. But you would think that because she wear a dress that she shouldn't read the Quran. Why, you so out of it that you would tell her she can't make prayer because why? She on her menstrual. But she's more clean than you because she has a purified and what is called a menstrual. It cleans her organs inside internally and there's no man can produce that. Blood is purified. Blood runs all through her system. Do it smell? You can't smell up in there. But when it hit the air, you can smell it. So she knows how to take care of herself. But she gives birth to us. 9 months, she gives birth to us. And we don't want to accept that. You came out of that womb by Allah in that class womb. Well, what did God teach me? He didn't teach you this world. He taught you how to live in heaven. And you come out grieving, you crying, you got smacked on the butt because you ain't clean. They want to see if you're alive. You was born in a community. Your mother, your father, your aunt, your uncle, everybody there. You come out of that womb, man. You know, what is this? By God. What did he teach me? How to sneeze? What did he teach me? How to swallow your food, your milk at that? What did he teach me? Taught you how to cry when you feel unclean because you didn't come out of nothing dirty. What are you teaching? You want to get their attention, you cry. That's your language. That's God's language. Isn't it amazing that every child speaks God's language? But they know what they're saying. You have to catch on what they're saying. The baby's crying. Oh, that's right. I might have to change them. The baby's crying. That's right. I had to feed them. The baby's crying. Something hurts on them. But put them all behind the wall. Put them all behind the wall. And you will find out they all speak God's language. And you can't tell me who is Chinese, Japanese. You can't tell me who is Asian, who is a Caucasian. You can't tell me who is African, who is Poland. Cry the same language. It's God's creation. So when they come out, if you're Latino, you're going to teach them how to speak Spanish. Give me a Latino baby, and I'll give you my English baby, and you Latino, you're going to raise him speaking Spanish. But he's my child. He's American. He speaks English. Oh, I raised this child. Allah gives the mother the opportunity to teach him her language that she adopted in this world for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, how long you can be before you can have a child. 60, okay, 60. It's all the same. There's no different. All of them are human beings. All of them are caliphs. All of them know God. They only submit to the will of God. They operate on their five senses. Now, you raise them, lose their five senses because that happens. They teach them how to be not heavenly. You can teach them how to be like a gem. That mother raised that baby. And she instilled in that baby not what she learned in the world, but she gives them her sensitivity, her love and affection. Because if you don't give a child that, we men can't give that to them. So you don't get in the way of the female. But isn't it something? Isn't it something? That now that she's a female, holy, she's a female, but she can't read the Quran. She's a female, she can't be in the shore board. She's a female, and she cannot make a suggestion to the whole community. Who put her there? Who told you to put her there? But yet, you scientists, who's out of their mind because you didn't learn this, someone came here and molded and shaped you to get away from what Allah has given to us. You fly all the way over to Saudi Arabia. Now you over there. What are you doing there? Hot. Hot. Yes, you're at hot. But where's the woman? At hot. When you go around that Kaaba seven times, where's the woman right next to you? Have a woman ever got to the stone? No, y'all not going to let her get to the stone. So Allah said all she got to do is send a kiss to her. Ah, make a dua. Ah, just like you. She runs from mountain to mountain. Just like Haji did. Seven times. She stoned the devil. You see right there with you. And you make it to Arafat. Because if you don't, you ain't accept. Allah won't accept what you've done. But now you got to put your kosher back on. And some of y'all are being laughed at because they say, I ain't never saw you here in Saudi Arabia, but you got my clothes on. Where are you from? I'm from America. Well, where is your culture? How can we learn your culture? No, you don't want your culture because they told you you lost it. No, you didn't lose your demon out of fitra because you was in slavery. But where's your culture? We ain't Africans because they burning out of us. We created our own culture. And we like our own culture. But as soon as you become this shape, you gotta have a kufi on. It's okay. You want to pray in Saja with the kufi? It's a prayer cap. But now you made it your hat. You walk around because you believe that brings dignity to you. No, brother, they laughing at you. The same people you around and you pray with and saying you're out your damn mind. We used to wear all kinds of nice clothes. This is lovely. Today they run the other way. Why? Who one man walking around like he in Saudi Arabia? It's winter out there and you ain't got the right material. You must be cold as hell. I'm not here to knock you. I'm here to say why we're suffering. Because we have left our deen and our fitra. And we say it all the time. But we came from Allah and we go back to Allah. I don't like that. Because you won't explain it to nobody. You think going back to Allah is leaving this earth. Or are we going up in the sky? That's what you believe. You're going up in the sky. Maybe while you're up there, you might meet Father Adam. You might meet Father Abraham. You might meet Brother Jesus. You better not leave this atmosphere and don't have the right equipment on today. You'll burn up in the atmosphere. So there's no heaven up there, brother. So what is this earth all about? It's a blessing put here. Even Iblis said that. He said, are you saying you're going to create this new creature and bring more bloodshed? More bloodshed. I mean, y'all going to be killing one another. What do you mean? You take a gun and you shoot the brother? No, you're killing one another with your... You got a maniac understanding and it has shut down around the world, including in Saudi Arabia, because you disrespected God's Khalifa. I don't care what you call them. You can call them Jew. You can call them a Hindu. He's God's creation. He's the Khalifa. No individual can call himself a Khalifa. That's God's human beings that he created to be over top of the earth. The female comes back home and she's put in the closet down in the basement. Allah don't like that. I'm a student of Imam Waruddin Muhammad, and I take pride in saying so. Imam Waruddin Muhammad told me that they won't kiss hell in Saudi Arabia. He said because they mistreated their women. Well, guess what, brother? If they gone and they got it being around Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what do you think you're going to get here? You mistreat your women. And my sisters, you shouldn't let nobody tell you what that crime. Ramadan is coming up. And in Ramadan, you're more closer to your deen al-fitr than you ever was if you really truthfully is going to do Ramadan. Now, Ramadan ain't just fasting for food. If you can't fast and abstain from food that cleans your system, then Allah is not judging you by that. Don't let nobody tell you that's what you're being judged by. But he's talking about the food of thought. Because Satan and anybody else will come and get you to do something that you shouldn't do. So you have to be in your taqwa. Your taqwa is just as equal as mine. And we would have more life if we had more women in charge to keep us balanced because Adam came here with Eve. This myth that Eve came through our rib is the biggest joke in the history of jokes that Allah forgot us. You just literally saying that Allah forgot her and so got to put you to sleep to bring her through the red. Sister, this is all kindergarten. But you won't come to that understanding until you start reading the law and get all those physical things out your head. The prophet is a motto to all of us. I'm talking about Moses, Jesus, Abraham, Lot. Should I go on? All of them are to give us a picture of who we are. The sisters didn't take off their clothes and make hajj. We did. The man was Muhammad told me, you know why, Murad? I said, I'm quite sure you're going to tell me. He said, yes, because they didn't curse the world. It was man. And if he had asked Eve before he touched that apple, if he had asked Eve, he wouldn't have touched that apple. She would have said, no, dear. But he did that on his own. But the word in scripture, cursing, means that Jesus did something wrong. He was cursed. So they said, when you're cursed, you die. Yes, they did. They said, you die. And they are right. But not a mortal death. It's a moral death. You can repent. Because if you're dead, you can't bring yourself back. So nobody comes back. So the sin in the Revelation only means that, yes, he died of that sin, of eat from that tree. But there was no physical tree. There was no physical apple. Well, brother and sister, they call you Adam apple. And that's where you swallow food. But that mind took on the words of Satan, and he tricked them. He deceived them. He didn't think he was doing harm to God. He said God would make you very proud after he told them not to listen from that tree. Who is the tree? That individual that brings you knowledge, that's all it means, and you accept it. He whispers in your ear because the ear is the last thing to go. So you are very your ear hearing, and you hear, and no, so you know it, you run with it. Who gave that to you? Never checked it out. But yet, you will check out that God says 2, 3, or 4. And the reason why is the selfishness of the individual. Says, I don't care if you don't do it. It may not be meant for you. A lot of people only raise a few up. A few. But that few has an obligation to give you the truth. That's the truth of the person that's supposed to give you what you need. That's what he's supposed to do. But not for himself gratification, because I've seen men call themselves E-man, and you sit there and you tell them all your stories. Well, what did you do? Well, I had one man. What did you do? Well, I really had two. Well, what do you do? Well, I don't know. I got weak and I had three. And all of a sudden, he wants you. So he feels you're a freaky dinky, so he don't want you. And next you know it, he got rid of the husband and he's married to you. Now, I give it straight and clean. You understand that? Because that's the lowest you can go. So put it on another level. What makes the difference? What makes the difference? You smack a woman with your back hand. What makes the difference? You smack with the right hand. What makes the difference? You put your hands on her. So you should be able to grasp that. So he's human. That's what's wrong with the priest. I will not touch a human flesh. But yeah, he's touching the backside of your son. Amen. What was he, Muhammad said? That's what happened when you leave matter. Matter is what Allah created. You can't see it, but you leave it, don't want to learn it, and don't understand what it's about. Matter. So it's a myth, mythology. That's all it is, brothers and sisters. It's something that Satan gave to us, and we ran with it and think he died for our sin when Allah says he killed them not. He did his job, and Allah removed him. Where did he go? Paradise. Where the Prophet Muhammad said he fell into paradise. Why? Because he never got out of his being as a fitcher. Now, brother, you say that, yes, he was in his deen of fitra because he was what? Allah chose him as being the messenger of God. No, he didn't choose him without going through the test. Before Allah chose him, he lived a lifetime on this earth. And because he lived a lifetime on this earth, Allah chose him to be the seer of the prophet. So he earned it. So all of us can earn Allah if we stay in our nature and don't get out of your nature. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the praise and the thanks is for God. We thank him for the gift and the blessing of the mortal human person, Muhammad, the honorable and noble servant and messenger of God. What follows that salute, that translation of that salutation to the last prophet, the seal of the prophet, Prophet Muhammad, that is mentioned in the Bible as it is in the seal, as is given to us in the Holy Quran. We say, surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. We say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah al-Rabbil Alameen. Wa ta'asu wa salam wa salasu alayhi kareem. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Barakallah wa deen. Brothers and sisters, I am Barat Muhammad, I'm your host tonight. And I was trying to show you that we have none of those things I mentioned earlier to be in a position to help one another. We don't have the clout as a senator or mayor or councilman. Yeah, we carry our own, but they're not changing anything. The law changes. And life matter changes, but I don't see it. In LSR. I don't. I see more Christians and more Jews and brothers from different parts of the country. They'll come over here and dominate, but they take care of their own. No one takes care of us. They ask us not to be helped. They tell them that make sure the white folks is worth $250,000 each one and make sure that the African American people is worth what? $1. $8. They ask for a lot of money. $8. And they make that. They hold up your check, and you wonder why they hold your check up. Because they're trying to come up with a law, and the law is to say that if you owe taxes, if you owe a bill, they're going to put a lien on it and get it. So the top man that made sure those checks go out said, I gave you 7 days to tell me why them checks didn't go out. And they said, well, we was trying to, he said, them checks ain't out in 3 days. And that was starting yesterday. And they ain't going to go out and hit those banks. All y'all going to be in trouble. So look how they scheming. Look what they did in Atlanta. They trying to prevent, they working now to the President of the United States run for office. Well, he got what? Another 3 years? They working now, brothers and sisters, and they doing everything to stop you so you will never take over America. Not here, that's what they saying. So we have a tendency, and you as a spirit, because we're spiritual people, and we don't understand what is the spirit. We don't. We just don't grasp that, because that's God's will, of course. We can't grasp that understanding, and we won't understand that understanding, but you have to be able to understand that if you don't read And sometimes you should listen. You'll be successful in life, and we can be successful in life. But if you can't, you have to discipline yourself. And that's why you are surely to fail. God says in the Quran, He will create for us a Khalifa to be successful. To be successful. And you have to be in touch with your soul. You have to be in touch with your soul. That's what it's about. Being in touch with your soul. And we have to spend our time. Every soul have to spend their time. You have to understand that your own soul and your own soul allows you to be all that you can be. And I can honestly tell you that God says in the Holy Quran that we can be successful, but you have to have interest in your soul. And you got to speak on your soul. You can talk to your soul, and your soul can talk to you, and you will be successful. The one who negotiates to instill in himself his own soul, the creation allows you to not to fail. Surely he will fail if you don't listen to your soul. Allah has not let us. He has loaned us. Yes, it's a loan. You got to give it back. And he don't mean money. He means give back your taqwa. Give back your barakats. When Allah gives you reward, it's a loan. You got to give it back. It's just like drinking his water. If you don't give it back, you would die. It's like breathing his air. Hold your breath. Don't give it back. You would die. Likewise with food. It keeps you alive. Don't eat it. Don't give it back. You will die. So he's giving us guidance. Yes. He's giving us guidance, and God says he will give us the book, speaking of the Holy Quran, the last revelation. This is the book. It is no doubt in it. No, there's no doubt in it. No, it don't make any mistakes. So who's doubting the Quran? Well, God says there's no doubt in it. So if you're guiding yourself to be upright, it's for you. But you have to guide yourself to be upright, brother and sister, because if you're not outright, this is how it goes. It's going to really take you for a spin. You're not going to be able to do what you should be doing. But I'm talking about the Quran because Ramadan is right around the corner. And we'll be on that. That's my niece. I said, are you going to be on for Ramadan? He said, every week. But that's what I'm talking about because she's getting great reviews on the things that she has done, and talking to Dr. Penn, the number one scientist, one of the number one scientists around the world. Well, he wasn't that. He was the scientist. But in our holy book, we need a mortal human being. A mortal human being, any who believes in God in the last days. Muhammad, the prophet, upon him be praise. And he are pleased with what? Why is Allah pleased with him? Because he serves Allah. He don't tell you what he says. He tells you what Allah says. So the peace we wish on all of the prophets, peace and blessings, because all of them are the same. There's not one over the other. And sometimes we do not need much for each other, but we need a lot from each other if we are going to establish a community Association of Al-Islam or Muslim in America. We need a lot from all of us. If I was working for just myself, you would not see me. I'd be gone. Because I know how to make money. And self was successful, very successful. But I'm not working for myself. I want to be a trillionaire. In order for me to make $1 trillion, that means we're all successful. And this is how Allah rewards you, when you think of others and not yourself, brothers. And then you don't have to hide. Satan has no shame. He gives you up. You lose the billing. You can't produce nothing. You don't have nothing. You're in the same spot for 30 years. But you won't come together, so Allah shut us down. We in our homes. The Quran says, anyone that believes in God in the last days, any who believe creation, the real God that makes with them idols. That's what they make for you, idols. They mean with their hands. Yeah, they had to understand that God is real and created from the heavens and the earth. We have exception. Them as believers, them that knew, did not cop us. And that's what we call. Them that know and them that believe is not copers. But we call them copers. We should be in communication with our people of the book, the people of the book, with the Jews and our brother Jews, our brother Christians, all of us. This is what the world is about, material. The schemes, scheme from the skies, the earth, is not the creation of any or doing of any. But one God. That's all I ask. One God in the hereafter. That's all he said to the Christians and the Jews. Believe in one God and believe in the hereafter. But why do we bother them? Why do we disturb them? God said that. Because you're not greedy. But here comes Satan, like he did our dad. And whisper in our head and say, no, they're coffers. No, they're Christians. No, they ain't set the crown. Brother, name what Allah says. Oh, you Jews, Christians, and Sabbis, believe in one God in the hereafter, and there will not be no burden on it. Right away, we should want to associate with our brothers and sisters. Oh, interface. I don't even like that. You're in somebody's face. Doesn't mean nothing. It sure didn't do nothing for you. Association is more than that. But Jesus says, feed my sheep. Yeah, feed my sheep. He told his disciples, feed my sheep on bread. And give them fish. And give them wine. That was a beautiful saying. But you took it literally. Titans say it all the time. Let's go break bread. Oh, you didn't get it? They don't want to eat your food. They'll give you their food, but they don't want to eat your food. But let's go break bread. What do you mean? He want to converse with you. The best time to talk to a person is when you eat. He or she ain't going nowhere. They want to listen. You got their undivided attention. So you're breaking bread, meaning you communicate. That's all it means. Now you can eat all the bread you want, but some people don't eat bread. I'm not a fanatic, but I don't eat bread like I used to. But what about the fish? What do the fish do? You know, they cook fish on Friday. Well, what makes that fish? Why do you say fish? Why did Prophet Muhammad says, bathe yourself in the water or the river and become pure. And Jesus said, I seen the woman sitting by the water. Moses was put in a basket to go up the water. When Joseph fell in the well, they threw him in the well, his brother, they found him. But what is all this water? 40 nights, 40 days, 40 nights, it rained. What does all this mean? So let's go back to this fish. So this fish is swimming in the water. See, when you get knowledge, you can swim. Yes, you can swim. That fish, we're not water people, but water is knowledge. And that fish got to move in that water. You got to stay in the water or you'll die. If you don't get the knowledge, you will die. So that's water. You're getting the knowledge. But what is this wine? And y'all drink it. No wine before it's time. They sell a whole lot of that wine. But in the Quran, it don't say all that. But the Quran gives it to you real plain. Give them wine. Yes, it's in the Quran, brothers and sisters. Give them wine. I know some of y'all probably sat up and said, whoa. He said the Quran said give them wine. But let's finish it. He said, give no wine, not hangover wine. Because when you get drunk, you hungover. You tusky, man. You drunk seeking seven. But that's not what God is saying. And that's not what it's saying in the Bible. What is wine? Your stimulation. You stimulated. When you get stimulated, man, it puts you on another level. You fired up. As the Christians said, are you connected? Because if you're connected to God, and when you get into Revelation, boy, you like you on wine. You high. But it ain't man's wine. So you think that the Bible is taboo. No, your understanding is taboo. Oh, I could talk about this for a whole year. About the difference Allah brought the Quran, not to change everything in the books of the people, to change what they said about God that was not true. All that other rhetoric, you can handle that yourself. I ain't saying stay in the Bible. I said read portions of that Bible, and it will give you a good way of reading the Quran. You put them together, you just connected the dots. You just connected the dots. So let's look at Samson. Samson used to beat up everybody. He beat armies. Now just think about it. One man beats armies. One man can beat lions and tigers. Oh, Samson was tough. But look how the picture was written for you. Samson can beat an army by himself. Samson can beat lions and tigers by himself, bad man. So the kings, they couldn't get Samson. They couldn't send their armies collectively to beat Samson. But Goliath, he said, I'll go get them. Each one of y'all give me 10 pieces of gold or 100 pieces, whatever it was, a lot of gold back then. They laughed at him. Said, I'm going to get Samson. I'm going to go get Samson. Yes, you can get Samson. I can get Samson for you, but y'all going to pay me. You and what army?